AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. 8 people are dead and at least 40 have been injured after a farm worker's bus overturned in Central Florida. Donald Trump, the first U.S. president to go on trial, was joined at the courthouse today by an entourage of lawmakers, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaking to reporters outside court, House Speaker Johnson says the prosecution's star witness, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen, can't be trusted.
I just listened to a few moments of his testimony this morning, and it is consistent with what he's already done. This is a man who is clearly on a mission for personal revenge, and who is widely known as a witness who has trouble with the truth. He is someone who has a history of perjury and is well known for it. No one should believe a word he says.
Severe weather is affecting millions of Americans.
It's been one of the most active periods of severe weather ever in this country, says the National Weather Service. From April 25th through May 10th, hundreds of tornadoes were confirmed, and the bad weather's not over yet. At least one person died near the town of Henderson, Louisiana, after storms rolled through several southern states. Some of the worst weather Monday was in the Florida Panhandle, where a tornado watch was in effect. Roads flooded and stalled vehicles in Escambia County. There were also flash flood warnings for Alabama's Gulf Coast, where more than 3 inches of rain had fallen. Florida and parts of Georgia have again been under the threat of severe weather today, with tornadoes still possible. Another area at risk of storms today, parts of Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. I'm Rita Foley.
At a briefing yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says tariffs are needed to defend U.S. industries.
What we have been really, really clear about is protecting workers, protecting businesses, and we have called out China's unfair trade policies.
This is AP News. Georgia's parliament passed a divisive bill on foreign influence. It's causing uproar.
The Georgian parliament has approved a divisive bill that sparked weeks of mass protests. The bill requires media and non-governmental organizations and other non-profits to register as pursuing the interests of a foreign power if they receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad. Skirmishes erupted during discussions over the law. Outside Parliament, bill critics like analyst Alex Petriashvili says it's a threat to democratic freedoms and the country's aspirations to join the EU.
It is important to demonstrate that the Georgian society and Georgian people will not accept blocking its path towards the European Union.
I'm Charles de Letesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.